Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Wells. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desodles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive towards center. Weatherly catches it and throws to second to double up Moses. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Wells reaches second base with a double. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL juggles the ball. That's an error on QL. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Desautels and he is safe. Moses steals second. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wells strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field. Moses picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moses. Heath moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hogue hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hogue. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Weatherly moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tresh for a passed ball. Weatherly scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wells hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 2 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moses moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Appling reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. Hoag moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Bob Kennedy pinch runs for Merle Hoag. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright is walked intentionally. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kennedy scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wells takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to third. Wright moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 3 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Wally Moses now playing center field. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.